This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. If you're on the East Coast, happy Friday. Everybody else, I'm trying to help you get to Friday, okay? If you didn't know, I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studio. If you want to see your loan options, if you want to adjust payments and closing costs online in real time, Rocket can. A big shout-out to producer Stu. A big shout-out to producer Chris, who's come over and pretty much taken over the show. Make sure everything is going to run smooth. And thank you to each and every single one of you who has participated in the first 2 hours of the show. This is halftime. We have two more hours to go. It's a pleasure to be rocking here with you. Thank you to everybody listening on the free radio.com app, everybody listening on our many CBS Sports Radio affiliates across the United States of America and North America. Also, Sirius XM Channel 206, Apple Music, etc., etc., etc. You can find me online, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at JR Sport Brief. That's at JR Sport Brief on all social media. And if you want to call me up, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We had a caller from Detroit who I felt he just wanted to battle me to a duel. I'm fine. I'm cool. We can debate. I'm not fighting anybody over nothing, but I'll certainly tell you how the hell I feel. And we did that in the first couple of hours, and I heard from you as well. We started off the show talking about Michael Irvin and his thoughts on the Cowboys adding CeeDee Lamb. A matter of fact, I want to replay that because it gave me a hell of a chuckle. Chris, let the people hear what Michael Irvin had to say about CeeDee Lamb going to the Dallas Cowboys.
Adding him is like Kevin Durant being added to that Warriors team, especially offensively. They were already great offensively, and they got one of the best players and one of the best young talents at wide receiver in the National Football League. It is crazy what the Dallas Cowboys have an opportunity to do.
Oh, man. Chris, what are your thoughts on that, man?
Listen, can he catch a pass first? How about that, Michael? Why don't you slow your roll down just a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, he compared him to one of the greatest basketball players of all time. I mean, yeah, can he get a snap in the NFL? I mean, I think CeeDee Lamb is going to be amazing. I think CeeDee Lamb can be a Pro Bowler. I think he has all-pro potential. But can CeeDee Lamb actually play in the NFL first? So, yeah, we know the Dallas Cowboys are stacked, and we spent a good amount of the show talking about some of the best offenses in football. The Cowboys definitely there. The Chiefs, the Bucks, the Ravens. We know the usual contenders. We heard from a lot of you all. The Falcons should definitely go out and make some noise. The Saints. Someone even called and mentioned the Titans. I don't know about that. Someone called and mentioned the Houston Texans. But I think the word if was used about 10 or 15 times. So, thank you to everybody who called up about that topic. And then right before we went to break, we spoke a little about the NBA playoffs. We have some clarity there as the Portland Trail Blazers are going to end up taking on the Memphis Grizzlies and maybe potentially two play-in games so we can figure out who's going to take on the Los Angeles Lakers in that first round. And when you think about these play-in games, Listen, the Portland Trail Blazers, they should, as the eighth seed, they should dispatch of the Memphis Grizzlies in one game. If the Memphis Grizzlies win the first game, the Memphis Grizzlies have to win the second game, and then congratulations, you're going to take on the Lakers. And I'm guessing the Lakers, from their perspective, they want to go ahead and take on the Lakers. You know, if I'm the Lakers, excuse me, if I'm the Lakers, I want to take on the Grizzlies. I want to warm up. I don't want to hear or see a Damian Lillard who's been lighting it up like crazy. A matter of fact, that game was nuts. I told you that Portland ended up winning 134-133. Here, take a listen. Credit Brooklyn Radio.
McCollum up top for the Blazers. 8 to shoot. Top of the arc. One-on-one with Harris. Steps right. Top of the key. Jumper is good. Big bucket for C.J. McCollum. Trying to keep the Blazers alive with 53.4 seconds to go. It's Portland 134 and the Nets 130. The Blazers' season in the balance. LeVert with the ball in his hands. Down to 5 seconds to go. LeVert moving right. Now left. Step back. 20-footer. No good. And the buzzer sounds. The Blazers hang on. They are going to the playoffs with a 134-133 victory over the Nets.
And it was a pretty damn good game to watch. I had the game on in the background while I was broadcasting here with you all. C.J. McCollum, fractured back and all, ends up with 25 points. Nurkic, 22 points. And Damian Lillard, he disappoints us all. Instead of having 60, he goes out and puts up 42. So the Los Angeles Lakers, even though they've been resting, they've been playing around with the rotations. The offense has been pretty hit or miss. In certain instances, they've looked terrible. Other times, they've looked great. They don't want to see the Blazers. I know they're going to go out there and hope for the Grizzlies, but I don't know if the Grizzlies can beat the Portland Trail Blazers twice. And then, by all stances, by the time any of these teams or the Blazers do go and take on the Lakers, it'll be an extra game. LeBron only played the first half of their game today. He had 17 points against the Sacramento Kings. The Kings won 136-122 in a game that didn't mean a whole lot of nothing. And unfortunately for the Phoenix Suns and Devin Booker, who went out there and lit it up in his own right, they went 8-0. They're not going to be in the playoffs. So real unfortunate right there. The NBA still moves on ahead. Congratulations to them for making all of these amazing moves in the bubble. Now, I want to talk to you real quick about the NFL, because we started off with the NFL. We talked about the NBA when the Portland Trail Blazers were on their way. I want to talk to you about two tight ends who just got paid, continue to get paid. The bar is being set. You thought Austin Hooper, the money he got from the Browns at $10 million a year, you thought that was a big deal? George Kittle, who almost won a Super Bowl, the other wide receiver, Travis Kelce, did. George Kittle got a deal, 5 years, $75 million. 5 years, $75 million. That's $15 million per. He jumps ahead of every tight end currently in the NFL. And it didn't take a long time today for Travis Kelce to join the fold as well. He was scheduled to be a free agent at the conclusion of the 2021 season. He now has a 4-year extension, $57 million, and that will pay him a shade under $15 million per year. So when you think about the two best tight ends in the NFL, you got George Kittle, who's going to be netting 15, and then you got Travis Kelce, who's right there behind him. What is the difference between these two players? I mean, besides age. Travis Kelce is going to be turning 31 years old later on this year in October. And you go ahead and look at George Kittle. He is going to be turning 27. And George Kittle, the difference is, look, George Kittle to me, when I see him play, is like an animal. He is a beast. He is a freak of nature. He seems to be a whole hell of a lot more aggressive. And he looks like more of, or doesn't look like more of a blocker. He is more of a blocker. He looks like a beast. When you look at Travis Kelce, Travis Kelce plays more of a wide receiver straightaway position. Travis Kelce looks like a superior route runner. Travis Kelce, just in his past several years, going from Alex Smith to the best player in the NFL in Pat Mahomes, he's been putting up wide receiver style numbers every single year. Almost let's think about this. 2016, Travis Kelce, 11,000 yards. 2017, 1,000. 2018, 1,300 yards. 2019, 1,200 yards. This guy just balls out. And then when you go ahead and think about what George Kittle has done in just his three seasons in the NFL, he already set the record 2 seasons ago for most receiving yards by a tight end at 1,377. Last season, missed 2 games, only hauled in a little more than 1,000 yards and 5 touchdowns. But George Kittle is a beast. When I personally think about a tight end, I'm thinking about someone who not only is going to excel in the passing game, I'm also thinking about someone who's going to dominate at the line of scrimmage. And when George Kittle is on the line of scrimmage, he's basically moving any and everybody out of the damn way. And I hate to say this as well, but George Kittle, to me, comes across as more passionate of a football player. He comes across to me as more of a dog when he's playing the game. We've seen, definitely, obviously, we've seen a whole lot more of Travis Kelce over the years. And granted, they haven't always had the success. Andy Reid was always looking to win the big one. They've had plenty of disappointments throughout his tenure. But I don't know. I have images outside of last year, obviously. But I have images just put in my brain of seeing Travis Kelce pout, or Travis Kelce be sad, or Travis Kelce look disinterested. And I've seen him go out and dance and have a good time. I mean, we've seen it all. But when I see George Kittle, I just see a guy who's trying to ball the hell out. I see a dude who is just knocking linebackers over. When you see him on the sideline, he's intense. When you see him post-game, it doesn't matter what's going on. He's either pissed or happy or angry. He has emotion. And if I'm going to choose a tight end, if I'm going to choose a football player, I always want the guy, and it doesn't matter what sport, I want the guy who looks like the killer. Kelce might be more of an ultimate athlete. He might be bigger, slightly larger than George Kittle. He might be maybe just taller if you want to think about that. Kittle is just a beast. When you want to think about what Kittle is versus Kelce, it's like, do I want a little bit more power? Or do I want a little bit more style and finesse? And when I'm thinking about football, I want aggression. I want someone like George Kittle. Bottom line is, you don't lose with either tight end. You don't pick one guy over the other and feel that it's miles apart or one dude is miles ahead of the other guy. But if I'm thinking about any player, I want the guy who I think just inherently has the killer instinct. And I think that's George Kittle. And now that these guys are even closer to salary, it looked like George Kittle for the past 2 days was going to break the bank. And now here you have Travis Kelce, who comes right behind him. They're going to be going at this for years. And George Kittle might have the advantage, quote unquote, with a few years, about 3 years, 4 years apart. But I think at the same time, Travis Kelce, he has the benefit of playing with the best quarterback in the NFL. And that will certainly help him as he ages, but he doesn't look like he's going any damn where. These are two awesome players. It's really hard to choose or say which guy is better than the other, but I like the aggression of George Kittle. I like what he brings to the line of scrimmage as well, and that's the tight end I would go for if I had one over the other. I want to ask our producer, Chris, here. Chris, what are your thoughts on these two tight ends? If you had to pick between one, who would it be?
Well, I think, JR, George Kittle is more important to what the 49ers do than Kelce is to what the Chiefs do from this standpoint. If the 49ers are going to ride with Jimmy G long-term, and it looks like, you know, for all intents and purposes, that's what they're going to do. Jimmy G is much more reliant on the short passing game. Mahomes can have me or you lining up at tight end, and he'll find us three times a game. So I think George Kittle, from the standpoint of he's more important to what the 49ers do, although obviously Kelce is a huge red zone target for the Chiefs, I think they could easily replace him just off the sheer talent of Mahomes.
That's true. There's no doubt. Kelce went from Alex Smith, and granted, Alex Smith is not, I repeat, Alex Smith is not Pat Mahomes, but he went from Alex Smith to Pat Mahomes. He hasn't necessarily been out there playing with scrubs or bums, just throwing him the football over the past several years, and that is the reality. If we were going to go ahead and put Kelce on the 49ers, what would he do? I think anybody would be a beneficiary by playing with Pat Mahomes. I get that. But like I said, I like Kittle. I like my football players to be aggressive. I like them to be angry. You know, everybody likes a little bit of flash, and Travis Kelce can bring some excitement with his route running, his catching, getting to the end zone, his dancing. He might bring more of the entertainment value. But George Kittle, to me, brings a little bit more substance. And you don't lose anything one of these guys over the other. And that's what makes it difficult. I remember Rob Gronkowski, prior to him actually coming out of retirement, Rob Gronkowski said, hey, when I look at George Kittle, he reminds me of me. I give him the slight edge. And I can tell you, watching Rob Gronkowski, he was a different story. Because Rob Gronkowski would catch the ball, and he was just bigger than everybody. He bowled everybody over. Defensive backs, linebackers. He's carrying and dragging 20 guys down the field with that RoboCop arm that he protects himself with. And I've seen the same with George Kittle. And I think George Kittle is more athletic than Rob Gronkowski. So I think you get kind of the best of both worlds with George Kittle. He's an amazing receiver, great hands, great touch. He's also super aggressive at the line of scrimmage. I want to open up the phone lines to you right now. We have some other solid tight ends in the NFL right now. I would leave it to you. I think ultimately you can't convince me that these two guys aren't the two best. But the phone lines are open to you right now. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. If you had to take a tight end in the NFL right now, Travis Kelce or George Kittle, who would you select? I would go with George Kittle. I think he's a do-it-all, and I love his aggressiveness, whether he's on the line of scrimmage or whether he's off. And by the way, they both got paid. Call me up. Let me know who you think is best. It's the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. You just heard two of the best tight ends in the NFL get the job done. And now they got some cash that's going to kind of showcase what they've done on the field. They can put that in their wallets. George Kittle coming to an agreement, 5 years, $75 million extension. Travis Kelce, 4 years, $57 million. They're each getting about $15 million a year. And the debate continues on. Who is the best tight end in the NFL right now? Travis Kelce might be a little bit more flash. He might be a better route runner. He might be a little closer to being a wide receiver. George Kittle, also an amazing pass catcher, set the record 2 seasons ago for most yards ever caught by a tight end. And he's also a beast at the line of scrimmage. He is a full blocker. On the line and away from the line, he is an abuser. George Kittle, I believe last season, I think he set 20 missed tackles, which is one of the tops in the league, I believe, by George Kittle. So you don't lose by having any of these tight ends on your team. You don't lose by having to choose one over the other. But if I'm grabbing a guy, I'm going with George Kittle. He's younger. At the same time, I find him to be more aggressive. I want the killer on my team. And George Kittle, as producer Chris said, he's perfect for the 49ers. He's perfect for their run scheme. He's perfect for their passing game. George Kittle is a beast. I think you could put him on any team, and he's going to succeed. Rob Gronkowski said he'd take Kittle. Rob Gronkowski also says George Kittle is the closest guy I've watched to me. That's what Rob Gronkowski said before he came back from his retirement. I've opened up the phone lines to you, 855-212-4CBS. Call me up. Let me know who is the best tight end in the game. Our line is sponsored by GEICO. Right now, GEICO's offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies. That's on top of what GEICO could already save you. What are you waiting for? Go to GEICO.com to learn more. Let's go ahead and hit these phone lines up. You can also tweet me at JRSportBrief. Let's talk to Jeff calling up from Charlotte. Jeff, who is the best tight end in the game?
Hey, JR, thanks for having me on. I love the show. I got to agree with you. Kittle is the beast.
Why are you choosing Kittle? Is it the same reasons that I laid out, or is there another one there?
Everything you said hits it right on the head. He's a true stud. But I'm a Carolina Panther fan, and we lost our tight end, Greg Olsen, to Seattle. How do you feel about him up there? I think he can help Russell Wilson.
Yeah, I was going to say you almost lost Greg Olsen to television. That's what I was going to say. No, we spoke about this last hour. When you think about the Seahawks offense, I'm not mad at Greg Olsen. I think he still has some miles in his body. He still has some miles in his legs. And when you think about having Lockett out there, when you think about having Metcalf, when you think about the run game, I think it's a perfect situation for him to try to go out there and get that ring that they couldn't get almost 5 years ago. So I like Olsen. I like him in Seattle. I like their offense. And I think you're a winner in Seattle. Russell Wilson does not lose. That's a good look for him.
Yeah, I agree with you. Thanks for taking my call, JR.
No doubt about it. Thank you, Jeff, for calling up from Charlotte, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Who's the best wideout in the game? Not wideout, tight end, excuse me. I'm going through my Twitter right now, at JR Sport Brief. Eric Lazen, he says, Kittle is doing it without the greatest quarterback of all time. There's no lie there. The Pride of New York tweets me, Ertz and Gronkowski don't belong in this conversation, so don't listen to others. He says, I'll go with Kelsey. Let's talk to Mike in Alabama and see what he says. Mike, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. Who is the best tight end?
I'm definitely going to go with Kittle on this one.
Well, why?
I think he's a more dynamic. Like you said, he's younger. I also think he's a better run blocker. I think he's a better overall tight end.
Yeah, I don't think there's any debate when it comes down to his run blocking. I mean, he's a solid reason that the 49ers can send out four different running backs and have success. Mike, I appreciate you for calling up from Alabama.
No problem, man. I'll talk to you later.
No doubt. Call back anytime, Mike. Continuing here on my Twitter, at JR Sport Brief. We're lower than the world. Some of these Twitter names are pretty interesting. He says, Kelsey. Kittle's success is tied to Jimmy Garoppolo, who's a mediocre quarterback. Kelsey also plays in a more dynamic offense. I don't know if that's an explanation or more of an excuse. I don't necessarily get the logic there. It's interesting to me, a lot of the tweets that I'm giving, more of them say Travis Kelsey, and our callers so far, two out of our callers, have gone ahead and said George Kittle. Let's talk to Phil in Atlanta. Phil, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Who do you like better, Kelsey or Kittle?
This is not even close. It's Kittle. I mean, we've seen, you know, tight ends like Travis Kelce come and go, pass catching tight end that'll do this and that. But when you have a devastating run blocker in George Kittle, who you can lead in to damn near all the plays, you know, it's you know, and plus, yeah, the quarterback does matter. I mean, who has more talent on one team than the other? So, and don't get me wrong, I know what Chelsea had, you know, Alex Smith. But I like Kittle because, like I said, Kittle is a devastating run blocker. We know what he can do, you know, as far as pass catching. When you got a tight end that loves to engage defensive ends and linebackers, you got a special one right there.
I would agree with you. And thank you, Phil, for calling up from Atlanta. It's real simple. Kittle got the dog in him. There's no back down. It's like he's always looking for a fight. It doesn't matter if you're trying to engage him on the line of scrimmage and he has to chip block somebody or he has to go ahead and get a hold of a linebacker. He's going at you. It doesn't matter if he's out in the open and now you have a safety trying to pull you down in addition to three cornerbacks. He's still going. There hasn't been a situation or scenario where I've seen George Kittle out on the football field and him not go out there and just try to take advantage of whatever he's doing. It doesn't matter where he's out on the field. It's not like he's taking a playoff. He could be run blocking. He could be pass blocking. He could be receiving. He could be trying to go downfield. Kittle is a bad man. Shout outs to the Hawkeye. 877-337-6666. That's Chris is getting me from my other job. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate that. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Chris, I thought I was doing WFAN. You got to slap me, Chris.
Well, you know what? I don't think they're breaking down Kittle and Kelsey on WFAN, so we're bringing a different flavor if we are, so I like it.
I got to go ahead and save that for my Saturday job. Listen, people, you can listen to me this upcoming Saturday on WFAN in New York City. But right now, I'm here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're talking Kelsey. We're talking Kittle. I'll continue to take your phone calls. I will continue to read your tweets at JR Sport Brief. And those are two dudes who just got paid. These guys are getting all of the money. But I also want to tell you about a guy who just messed up his NFL career. And I wonder if it was worth it. I'm going to tell you what happened. I'm going to tell you the team. And this is interesting circumstances here. Don't you move. It's the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. You heard the number, 855-212-4CBS. We're talking about tight ends. They both got paid. Who? Which tight ends? Both? Yeah, Travis Kelce and George Kittle. I consider them to be the two best tight ends in the game right now. I know there's some others. Somebody will tell me Rob Gronkowski. Somebody will tell me about Ertz. I get it. I know. I know it's going to come. But which tight end would you choose right now? Would you go with Kittle? Would you go for Kelce? I told you, I like the aggression of Kittle. I like what he can do at the line of scrimmage. I like what he can do when he is away. Let's continue on these phone lines. You can also tweet me at JR Sport Brief. Let's go ahead and see who we got. We got Bob, who's calling up from Alaska. Bob, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Go on ahead, Bob.
Good afternoon. Kelsey's obviously an outstanding tight end, but Kittle is obviously he's a better football player. What I haven't heard is yards after the catch. You did mention missed tackles, which goes right along with that. But yards after the catch, nobody's better than Kittle anywhere. And one of the things he does better on the pass routes than Kelsey, not taking anything away from Kelsey, is because Kittle is such a strong blocker and has no fear, often he comes off of a block into a pass route, and
yeah. He's
really dangerous there, where that's one thing Kelce doesn't do.
Yeah, Kelce is more of a straight-out route runner. He's going to utilize his footwork and his athleticism to get off the line of scrimmage, but, you know, Kelce is pretty obvious. He ain't bowling anybody out the way like you just said Kittle does. I like Kittle. I agree with you, Bob.
Yeah, no fear. Absolutely zero fear, and a lot of talent to go with that.
All right. Well, thank you, Bob. I appreciate you for calling up from Alaska.
Thank you.
You be well and you be safe. Call back anytime. Let's go to Georgia and let's talk to Nate. Nate, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. Which tight end would you choose?
Hey, JR. Hope you're having a good night so far. So I'm going to throw out a name that is outside of Kittle and outside of Kelce. And I'm going to have to go with Zach Ertz on this one. Now, I mean, before I get discredited for just being an Eagles fan calling in, talking about my Philadelphia Eagles, and but yeah, I knew it was coming. I mean, the guy set the record back in 2017 for number of catches, and I truly believe that he's a better route runner than Kelce, better hands than Kelce. Now, you got me with Kittle's blocking ability, because that's something Zach Ertz can block, but he's not the same blocker that Kittle is. So, I mean, that category right there definitely goes to Kittle. But what Zach Ertz can do and some of the catches that man can make, I mean, that catch that he made in Super Bowl 52.
Yeah, game-winning.
Yep. Yeah, and again, I know that I'm an Eagles fan, but I got to give my guy Zach Ertz some love. So I appreciate you taking my call this evening. Hope you have a great rest of your night.
You as well, Nate. Thank you so much for calling up from my home of Georgia. Listen, there's no doubt that Ertz is one of the best tight ends in the game. There's no doubt that he won he hauled in a Super Bowl winning catch. There's no doubt that after that he went and had 116 receptions as a tight end. Like, what do you think you are, Michael Thomas? I get all of that. But, yeah, I mean, you're looking at things from tinted glasses, Eagles tinted glasses, because there's no way that I think realistically you can just say, hey, I'm going to take Ertz over Kittle. It's tough. It really is. Is he putting up a solid career? Hell yeah. Kittle looks like he's having a better one right now. Let's talk to Ben. Ben is calling up from Virginia. Ben, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Ben, what part of Virginia are you calling up from?
Hey, JR, good to talk to you, man. I love your show. I'm going to stick to the topic, though.
Oh.
I don't know why. Okay. I'm sorry. If you asked me a question, I didn't hear it. There was like a little breakup.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. I said, what part? Well, A, thank you for the compliment, Ben. But I said, what part of Virginia are you calling up from?
Oh, I'm in Springfield, Virginia, man.
Okay. All right. Shout outs to everybody listening in Springfield. Go ahead with your comment about the tight end.
Yes, sir. Yeah, man. I'm gonna go ahead and stick to the topic, though. I'm going with Travis Kelce, man. I can't believe you haven't gotten one Travis Kelce call. That man was a third-round draft pick from Cincinnati. You talk about an underdog. Kittle was from Iowa. I understand. I'm not taking anything away from him. But that boy Kelce has been doing this thing for 10-plus years. Now, I don't know if it's exactly 10 years, but that boy has been doing it consistently for probably around 10 years. He just won himself a Super Bowl, and you haven't gotten one caller? I mean, how many times has he been a Pro Bowler? You know, I'm not cutting Kittle. That boy is doing his thing, and he earned every dollar. But that man, Travis Kelce, has been doing it year in and year out like a dog. You talk about an underdog. That's a third-round draft pick out of Cincinnati. I wouldn't say Cincinnati is any bigger than Iowa.
Sure. Now, yeah, Kelce's been out since 2013. And there's no doubt that he has a longer track record. They just beat him in the Super Bowl, obviously, earlier this year, which seems like a long time ago. It's crazy to think there was a point in time where we could go outside. But we're not talking about track record. If we want to talk about track record and we want to talk about who's had the better career up until now, there's no doubt that it's been Travis Kelce. If we want to talk about right now, this moment, this second, would you still lean towards Travis Kelce?
I think I would, man. I mean, okay. You know, I just, San Francisco's got a lot of weapons out there. They had Garoppolo. They're in the Super Bowl. They couldn't get it done. That boy Kelce gets there, they get it done, you know?
Yeah, I mean, well, they have the best player in the whole game. the best guy.
He's also one of the youngest players in the game.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, then he's still got room for improvement. I don't know where he's going to improve, but
they were saying the same about Garoppolo coming from sitting behind Brady. He's got this huge contract.
Yeah, you know, but
what he saw.
When I look at Kittle, though, I look at Kittle as an important part of that offense. I'll put it to you this way. If we were to go ahead and remove Kelce off of the Chiefs right now, I think the Chiefs offense is likely to still put up points and be a contender. Would you disagree or agree?
It's a good point. It's a very good point.
And if I were to go ahead and take Kittle away from the 49ers, would you have the same confidence in the offense?
Well, here's my thing, man. You remember when I just went blank on his name.
It's okay, Ben, but I don't know if you answered the question. If you took away Kittle from the 49ers offense, what you think would happen to that offense?
Well, you know, I think they're going to be on the same boat. I mean, when Tyreek Hill was out for a year, look how Travis Kelce turned up. You know,
I'm not talking about the Chiefs. I'm talking about the Niners right now. If we pulled Kittle off of that team, what the hell do you think would happen?
Oh man, that's a big impact player that you're taking.
Well, they're both big impact players, but one is obviously carrying more of the load for the offense. Ben, I appreciate you for calling up from VA. You shout out to everybody in Springfield.
I appreciate you, JR. I can't believe you're not on during the day. It's probably because you're too real for them.
Oh, well, never that, Ben. I just got here. Slow your roll, man. Oops. Sorry about that. Thank you to Ben for calling up from VA. Let me ask producer Chris here. We had this conversation already. Ben. Well, not Ben. Ben is gone. Chris, listen. If I took Kittle off of the 49ers, what would happen to that offense?
I think the perfect example is how the Super Bowl ended. Jimmy Garoppolo overthrew that pass to Emmanuel Sanders, and the rest was history. So I think, as we said earlier, Jimmy Garoppolo clearly relies on the tight end more than Mahomes does in Kansas City, because Mahomes can do anything at any time. Garoppolo is much more of a system quarterback. So yeah. I think the 49ers offense is going to suffer a lot more.
Yeah, that's real clear. I mean, you got a quarterback in Kansas City. I mean, who the hell? What quarterback? What quarterback is out there throwing no-look passes? Sidearm passes. Let me sidearm this. He thinks he's Jason Kidd out there. Pat Mahomes thinks he's Pistol Pete Maravich. Who the hell is doing this? It's ridiculous. We got Keith. Keith is calling up from Florida. Keith, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Who's the best tight end in the game right now?
Hey, what's up, JR? I just want to say thanks for taking my call. I listen to you every day on my way home from work. Appreciate it. I was going to go with, you know, no one's mentioned it yet, but I'm going with Rob Gronkowski. He is, you know, looking back at his career, he's been the elite. Last time he played, he won the Super Bowl. He's coming back. I just think he's better than everyone else. That's who I'm going with.
Can we see him? Can we see what he does? I mean, he ain't playing a year.
I think on this last offseason, he's definitely lost as much weight. I think he's definitely – he might not be as big into blocking, but he's definitely going to be a force to be reckoned with receiving and route running this year. And he's got the hands, and he knows the game better than everyone else. And look back at his career, you know, he's one of the most proven players.
Yeah, no, listen, Keith, there's no doubt. Rob Gronkowski is a Hall of Fame player. And thank you, Keith, for calling up from Florida. Are you down in Tampa? Are you down in Tampa,
no,
Keith?
I'm in Jacksonville, but like I said, you know, he is back with Tom Brady, so
yeah.
They could make the magic happen again this year.
No, I don't doubt that. Thank you, Keith, for calling up from Florida. Man, listen. Rob Gronkowski is amazing. Rob Gronkowski was amazing. Rob Gronkowski has a Hall of Fame career. I can only imagine what that Hall of Fame speech for Rob Gronkowski is going to sound like. There's going to be all types of dirty jokes. It's going to be a speech for the ages. But that's not where we're at right now. You bring up Rob Gronkowski, and yeah, he hasn't played in a year. We've seen Marshawn Lynch come and go. It's a little bit different playing at the running back. I'm pretty sure it doesn't hurt him to be refreshed here and there. Rob Gronkowski has taken a beating throughout his career just because of his size and how he plays. I mean, that has to take a toll on you, and we've seen it. But I don't know if I want to say he's the best tight end right now. Let's see him go out and play a few games. And he's in a perfect situation. He's in a perfect scenario. The world and the weight of the world is not going to be on his shoulders. He's not going to be the best receiving option for Tom Brady in Tampa Bay. He's certainly going to be the security blanket that he always has been. But when you have Godwin and you have Evans Tom Brady, he got some options. He has some weapons. So this is going to be a great situation for Rob Gronkowski. But I don't know if after a year off, Rob Gronkowski is still sitting in a Kittle and a Kelce territory. I know the video game Madden certainly thinks so. I think Madden had Rob Gronkowski at like a 95 rating. And I'm pretty sure the year off will do him good. He's probably going to go out there and hopefully he can play 16 games. I hope we can have 16 damn games in the NFL this upcoming season. But Rob Gronkowski with a year off, I'm sorry. Kittle took your spot, bro. I'm sorry. Kelce, who has been playing, Kelce took your spot. The way I look at it, Rob Gronkowski, one of the best tight ends to ever play the game of football. You can throw him in there with a Gates in more recent memory. You can throw him in there with a Tony Gonzalez in more recent memory. But you've been gone a year. You got to earn that back. Let's see what a more nimble, flexible, in shape, less beating on his body Rob Gronkowski can do with a year off. So we can talk about the best tight ends in the game, and you can say Ertz. You can say Rob Gronkowski because he has Tom Brady and they have that rapport and that chemistry. But when you really think about it, it's two names. They just got paid. One is Kelce, one is Kittle. And if you're asking me which one I'm going with, it's the game of football. It's not a dance competition. It's not patty cake. It's not a sprint. It's not a race. It's I can beat you up and own you on the football field. And when I look at George Kittle, that's what I see. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm finally going to tell you about a player in the NFL who messed up. You probably never heard of him, but you're going to hear about him now. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.